In observance of Child Month, the Office of the Children's Advocate, the OCA, will begin the distribution of internet safety guidelines for parents. The move is aimed at preventing the exploitation or abuse of children via the internet. Children's Advocate Diane Gordon Harrison says the guide, dubbed Be Social, Be Smart, is putting power in the hands of parents to protect their children. She describes the document as easy to read, with tips for parents and children on how to identify and address potential dangers.
It encourages the reader to be sociable while making them aware of the potential dangers which may arise with the usage of the internet and social media.
The guide has three primary sections. Part 1 deals with the susceptibility of children to abuse. Part 2 outlines the importance of online safety. And Part 3 provides self-help tips, focusing on parents and children. Citing a study conducted in the United States last year, Mrs. Gordon Harrison notes that 82% of predators use social media to determine what their victims like and dislike in order to facilitate a smooth encounter. The findings from the Washington, D.C.-based Pew Research Center also show that 65% of online offenders used social networking sites to gain information about their victims, such as home and school addresses. Just over 5% of teens admitted to agreeing to meet someone who they have only interacted with online. Mrs. Gordon Harrison points out that even though the study was not done locally,
we do have cases in Jamaica where our teenagers, again our girls, are having discussions with older persons online and they actually take active steps to meet these persons.
The Children's Advocate is warning that under the Sexual Offences Act of 2010, persons can be imprisoned for up to 15 years if they are caught in possession of videos, pictures and other images of children or other persons being abused sexually. Under Section 9 of the Act, there is an offence called sexual grooming of a child.
This essentially occurs where any adult uses any means, including social media, to have that kind of discussion with a child on at least two occasions and then proceeds to take steps to meet the child to engage in some sexually illicit activity.
For parents, she's advising that they monitor the use of computers and smartphones in order to prevent their children from accessing inappropriate content.
If your child quickly changes the screen or turns off the monitor when you happen to come into the room, it is likely that he or she is viewing something that they don't want you to see. If the child becomes overly attached and thereby unusually upset when the internet is interrupted, this is not normal behavior. And this type of behavior should raise a red flag and prompt a frank discussion with your child.
Mrs. Gordon Harrison further advises parents to surf the internet and participate on social media platforms with their children. She says parents should try as best as possible to be au fait with all the sites, programs, and games that their children engage in online.
So let's brace for Child Month 2016, as we will see the official launch then of the Be Social, Be Smart manual.
Children's Advocate Diane Gordon Harrison. The Office of the Children's Advocate is a commission of Parliament mandated to enforce and protect the rights and best interests of children. The office was established in 2006 under the Child Care and Protection Act 2004.
Abusers.
Spend quality time with us.
That's a plus. We are the future.
Children need our love and protection.
A message from the National Child Month Committee.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.